This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Ed, listening in Camden, South Carolina. Hi, Ed.
Hey, how you doing, Hank? I've got a question and a problem. It's concerning tithing. Mm-hmm. The church that I'm used to has made tithing a necessary in order for you to go to heaven. They use things like, if you don't pay your 10%, that's why your car broke or your pipes bust in your house. So I need clarity.
Yes, well, I think that tithing, as Randy Alcorn has well said, is the training wheels of giving. And so if you look at the progression from the Old Testament to the New, what you see is that Moses communicated to the children of Israel that they were to tithe so that they would learn to revere the Lord their God always. So that's a universal principle. Reverencing the name of God is timeless. It's as crucial today as it was when Moses first talked about it. Now, Jesus reaffirmed the practice of tithing in Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, kind of an easy passage to remember. And what he made clear there is that this was not for outward appearances, but was an outward expression of an inward reality. And the inward reality is this, that we recognize as believers that we're not owners, we're stewards. And therefore, we hold what we have with an open hand so that God can take out and put in as he sees fit. But we never give out of legalistic prescriptions. If you don't give, you're going to go to hell. We give because we love the Lord. I mean, why do we get baptized? We're not saved by being baptized, but we get baptized in obedience to the command of God. And what we're doing is visibly identifying with the body of Christ and with the mission of the Christian church to make disciples of all nations. So ultimately, tithing is something that we do so that we can learn to trust the Lord rather than the arm of flesh. So I think it's important that we learn to tithe, but not from the perspective of being forced into it. We do it because we're trying to learn how to revere the Lord and trust him more than we trust ourselves.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.